go. Message on 12. Roger, I'm going to ask you to push me on the beginning part, if you don't mind. Amen. 12. 12. That's how old we are. 12. I want you to think about 12. 12's a crazy number. And I'm not a big number guy. You won't come in here and hear me, oh, you're talking about numbers. Are you kidding me? I don't even know nothing about numbers. All right? But anyway, it's pretty interesting as I started studying the number 12. Well, it's 12, according to scholars, is the number of the church. Not according to Gary, according to scholars out there. Whoever these people are, call themselves scholars. It's the number of the church. And when you look at 12 through the scriptures and even through our culture, back it up. It means authority, appointment, and completeness. Say that with me. Authority, appointment, and... Well, I find that interesting. 12 years old. Authority, appointment, completeness. We think about a young man, young woman. You know, when they start to hit that 12, 13 age, you know what I'm saying? Something special. And here we are as a church hitting that 13, hitting that 12, 13 age. Y'all listen to me or not? Okay, come on, let's look, see what the Bible says. The number 12 appears how many times in the Bible? And we ain't talking about verse 12. We're talking about the number 12. Okay. We're talking, 187 times in the Bible. I didn't get look at all of them, but a bunch of them. The 12 sons of Jacob, which became the 12 tribes of what? Israel. Okay, why 12? Why not 8? Why not 5? Why not 7? I don't know. Here we go. Moses built how many pillars following the Exodus? 12, yeah. 12, how many spies were sent? How many spies? How many? 12. He didn't have to send 12, but he got one from every tribe and sent them out. That's what he did. 12 stones were attached to the breastplate of the priest, bearing the 12 names of the 12 tribes. 12's just everywhere. I don't know, God just has something up with 12. Keep looking. The 12 statues of oxen that were in Solomon's temple. Check it out, 1 Kings 7:25. 12 princes brought gifts to the temple for how many days? Why not like 9 days? Why are you going to do 12 days? It's crazy. Multiples of the number 12 were used in the measurement and the furnishings of the what? You look at the different things, you can divide it by 12. Craziness. Jesus' first recorded words in the Bible occurred when he was how old? Is that the truth? Yeah, look at scriptures. When he was how old? There it is. They went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Remember, it was a big caravan. That's the way they traveled in those days. They assumed that Jesus is with them when they've left. He isn't. Remember? And so Joseph says, you know, we've sought you and your mother's been sorrowing. Remember, they came back and they found Jesus at the temple confounding the doctors and the lawyers and all that kind of thing. Remember that? And he says... Jesus says, how is it that you sought me? Wished you not that I must be about my what? Something happened when he was 12. He must be about his what when he was 12? Well, that's a good word for fellowship today, isn't it? We 12, we should really be about God's business from here on in. You hear me now? Yes or no? Say. Come on. Right? We've been about it anyway, but man, come on. Let's grow up a little. We need to be more serious than we've ever been before. Yes or no? Come on. Jesus chose how many disciples? Why not 4? Or shoot, why not 30? 12. Chose 12. 12 baskets of fragments were collected after he fed 5,000. You know? He said, y'all go collect. All 12 of them did. There was stuff in every basket. 12. Jesus spoke, very interesting, of 12 legions of angels. Do you remember when Peter cut off the ear of Malchus in the garden? You remember that story? They're coming to arrest him. Judas kisses him. Whoop! Peter pops off his ear. Remember that? Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said unto Peter, put up your sword in your place. For all they that take the sword are going to perish with the sword. Boy, there's something else going on here. We're going to win another way. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than, say it with me, legions of angels? Are you seeing 12, or am I just imagining stuff? Well, I ain't imagining. It's there. And scholars have been enamored with the number of 12, for centuries. A lot of study going into that. I certainly haven't done it. But anyway, the number 12, the number of the church. The number 12 in the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible. 12 gates of the city. New Jerusalem. 12 angels serve as gatekeepers at those gates in New Jerusalem. 12 tribes' names are written on the gates. The gates are 12 what? Pearls. The wall is built on how many foundations? 12, and bears the name of the what? 12 apostles. The measure of New Jerusalem exclusively involves multiples of the number. You go and look at the crazy measurement of furlongs and this long and that long, and you can divide it, almost all of them, by 12. Well, there's 12 inches in a foot, isn't there? There's a lot of 12s all around us. Keep looking. The tree of life in heaven bears how many kinds of fruit? I mean, come on. What's that got to do with anything? Well, I don't know, but there's 12 kinds of fruit on it. The number of the church, authority, appointment, completeness. We're just looking now. The number 12 speaks of perfect what? How long's a ruler? The number 12 speaks of perfect what? Rule. I'm going to tell you something. Before there's that ruler, there was God and there was His Bible. We are surrounded with so much that has to do with God and we don't have a clue. Are y'all listening or not? Next time you pull out a little 12-inch ruler, you ought to think of God. Perfect rule. Perfect rule. Where'd that number 12 come from? Him. It's all throughout the Scriptures. For 12 hours, the sun does what? 12 hours. We know it's different times of the year when it's a little longer, a little less, but for ultimately it's 12 hours, sun. 12 hours, the what? The stars do what? 12 hours, 12 hours, 12 hours. You understanding? Yes or no? It's funny, ain't it? Keep looking. Oh, by the way, there are 12 constellations of the zodiac in the heavens, the constellations. There are 12. Oh, why ain't it 20? I don't. I had no idea. God wanted 12. The circle of the earth is what? 12 times what? 30. 12. 12. To have it driven you up the wall. I came to church and it was like doing math, Mom. There are 12 months in a what? 12. Everywhere, ain't it? 12. 12. 12. 12. There are how many people on a jury? Why? And 13 sort of what?
Unlucky.
I don't know why this stuff is. There are 12 eggs in a carton. I'm like, I was going crazy this week. Everywhere I go, 12, 12, 12, 12. Get away from me, 12. 12. I got going, that's 12 days of Christmas. This is the truth. Why so many 12s? Well, anyway, 12's the number of the church. Are we about done, Raj? You don't have more for me, do you? Do you really? Keep going. According to scholars, now let's get scholarly. According to scholars, 12 signifies the perfection of government or of rule. That might make a little more sense when you think of a jury now. For some reason, perfection of rule. 12 is the product of three. Divine authority, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. This is not me. This is me just reading stuff that scholars have done. So 12 is the product of three. That's divine authority, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Father. And four, which when people study the number four, speaks so often of earthly things or the earth. So 3 times 4 equals 12, which is authority or divine authority or perfect rule. A little different. And after much of my reading, 12 is the number of the church. Would you say that with me? 12 is the number. Now that's what I like. I like that. I like the fact that I found that and it said that repeatedly by scholars. 12 is the number of the church. 12 represents authority, appointment, and completeness. Would you say that with me? I know I'm driving you crazy. 12 represents authority, appointment, and completeness. And I've put together a little message, a little simple message on 12. God's kingdom, perfect government, and divine authority are connected to the number 12. God's kingdom, perfect government and divine authority throughout scriptures, throughout centuries, and even reading non-Christian scholars, something with the number 12 has to do with rule and government and order. Okay? And authority. The number 12. Keep looking, Raj. So, it's the number of the church, and I've got three things to say. Guys, we're 12 years old. Are y'all with me? I ain't put you to sleep at all these numbers, have I? Say, come on, wake up, slap yourself. Come on. 12. We're 12. It's the number of the church. Appointment, authority, completeness. The church, the church, the church. We're the church of Jesus Christ. Amen? We're the church of Jesus Christ. It's amazing if you... Even in our failures and even in our lack of common sense sometimes and maybe having it all together sometimes, the church is triumphant. We got this high school years ago with a group of people, and 12 years later, look at us. And God gets all the credit because we know us, amen? And our shortcomings, we know all that. But the fact of the matter is, the church is triumphant. The church has authority from God. And it's a powerful thing. And so let's look at what I put up here on the screen as far as Fellowship Church and what I see. Number one, pop it up. We have the perfect Savior. Say that with me. We have the perfect. Can we say that louder? We have the perfect. His name is who? Jesus. Why wouldn't we succeed? We have the perfect Savior. God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past by the fathers, by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son. He's God's Son, Jesus is, whom He's appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. We have the perfect Savior, who being the brightness of His glory, the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He by Himself purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Let me tell you something. There's one chair at the right hand of God, and Jesus sits in it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We have the perfect Savior. Jesus is His name, being made so much better than the angels, as He by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which the angels said, He at any time, Thou art My Son, this day have I begotten Thee. He's the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. We, the church, guys, we have the perfect who. Are you listening or not? Why would we fail when we have the perfect Savior? I don't have to make up on Sunday morning that Jesus loves you. He does. I don't have to make up on Sunday morning some kind of new mess. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. It's historical fact, my friend. He changed my life. We have the perfect Savior. He's the only way to God the Father. So we have the perfect Savior. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should do what? Taste death for every man. He humbled Himself for me. We've got the perfect Savior, guys, as a church. Are you listening to me? If 12 means anything, it means, wow, no wonder when He first spoke at age 12, that's when it's recorded in the Bible, because there He was, a perfect Savior. You listening or not? He came, man, to seek and to save that which was lost. He tasted death for me and for you. We have the perfect Savior. Remember that. Say, don't duck your head as a child of God and the church of God. Don't duck your head. You have the perfect Savior. Don't you duck away from some argument. Amen. Yes or no? Say. People might know more than you, can say more than you, but if they're saying something other than Jesus, you go ahead and tell them I said so. They're wrong. You might not know it all, but you know Him and you got it all. Amen. Come on. We have the perfect Savior. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own what? He entered in how many times? Into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for who? For us. We have the perfect Savior. He shed His blood for me. He obtained redemption for me. Just like Mitch sang, I am redeemed. Amen. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord with me this morning. We have the perfect Savior, church. That word 12 means authority and complete and appointment. It's the number of the church. We as the church of the living God, we have the perfect Savior. You don't need to look. You don't need to come down here flop like a chicken because you need more. When you got Jesus, you got it, baby. Are you listening to me? Yes or no? Say. Always got to get something more from the TV preacher. You don't need it. Are you listening to me or not? Say. You've got the perfect Savior by the which will we're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus. Say that with me. Once for what? Perfect Savior. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which can never do what? Never take away sins. But this man, Jesus, after he offered how many sacrifices? One sacrifice for sins forever. He sat down. There's that chair again on the what? And God has given all authority. There's that number 12. Rule into Jesus' hands. And that Jesus makes intercession for us. Ever lives to make intercession for me. And I need something else? No, you don't. You listening? We have the perfect Savior. He won the, say it with me. Can we say that loud? He won the what? For me. I have the perfect Savior. Hey, we'd have to be pretty crazy to fail. You listening? If you stay humble, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I'll tell you what, we'll succeed for God. You listening? Because we got the perfect Savior. You hear me? Come on. But it sure gets screwed up in church. Let's look at the second thing I came up with. I ain't got much time. We've been given what? The church has been given divine authority. Jesus had resurrected. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed. There's that word, appointed. See that? Now, there were 12. Judas betrayed. It was 11. Then they replaced him, remember, a little bit later. There's that 12, and he sent these 12. He appointed them. Did you catch that? Yes or no? That's why scholars say the number 12 is the number of the church. From verses like this. Keep looking. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Which could be understandable. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power, or all what? There's that idea again, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, talking to the 11, talking to the disciples, talking to the church. At that time, that's what it was. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Is that what we're supposed to do? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Is that what we're supposed to do? You see where we get this from? From Jesus. Teaching them, is that what we're supposed to do? Yeah, to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, end of the age. Amen. So we have been given divine authority. He's told us to go everywhere, tell everybody, and teach everyone. Say that with me. Go everywhere, tell everybody. So we have the perfect Savior, Jesus. We have been given divine authority. Go everywhere, tell everybody, teach everyone. Are you hearing the message of the church or not? That's what we're to be about. Number three, and we're done this morning. We have the greatest message. Now, don't think I'm saying fellowship church over another church. I'm not saying that. The church that realizes Jesus is the Savior, the church that realizes that they've been given divine authority and been appointed to reach out to others, any church that does that, and they preach the right message, this is where the rubber really hits the road, and this is where things get screwed up in churches. Are y'all listening so far? Say, we have the greatest message. For God so loved the world. There is no better message than this message right here. I watch preachers all the time trying to make up something new, some new little gimmick thing to try to get more people coming. That's the greatest message ever. Did you hear me? And if it ain't good enough for you, well, I'm just sorry about that. Okay, say. Listen, God so loved the world, He loved you and me as sinners, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would simply do this, believe, should never perish. You're not going to go to a devil's hell, but you're going to have everlasting life. If that ain't the best message, I can't give you nothing better than that. Come on! Listen, that's incredible. Here's the greatest message. God loves you. Say that with me. How about this? Say it with me. He? How about this one? You? And then if you can follow it up as part of the Church of Jesus Christ with this last line, and you matter to me too. Is that a great message or what? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. So the number 12, the number of the church, we have the greatest Savior, Jesus. You can say you got the only Savior because He really is. But not only is He the only one, He's the greatest one. Amen. One chair, right hand of God, one person sitting in it. All right? Next time somebody talks to you. Yeah, but well, all I know is this. There's one chair and Jesus is in it, okay? Say. And I'm going to go with the one that's in the chair and not what you're trying to get me to believe. Can we all do that? That ain't that hard, is it? Come on. Fellowship Church. We're 12. Be excited about being 12. Maybe you have to draw back many years ago when you were 12. But there's an excitement when you're 12. You're 12. Maybe you're going to get, you know, you're the oldest either in the sixth grade or you're fixing to go into the seventh grade or something like that. You know, as a young man, you start to see that you maybe getting a little stronger. And it is a little weird because some other things start happening. But anyway, that's another story. But it happens about 12. I don't know why God did it, but it is. 12's an exciting time. Say exciting. I didn't plan the time, 2015. If I'd have had it my way, we'd have been in that building long before now. But God's speed is the best speed. And to think that 12 years old, 2015, I believe, is the year, we're going to go in 12 years old. And in the past, all these years, we've had to always get here and, you know, ask everybody for permission and do, and that's all good with the high school, and I love doing that. It's no problem with me. But it seems like when we get out there, we're not going to be bigger than our britches. Nothing like that. But it's like God's saying, I've appointed you now. I've given you authority. I've given you the message. And Fellowship Church, we won't hear the question anymore. When y'all going to get done with the building? And for new people coming in, they'll never know any different that building ain't been there for years and years and years and years. Do you understand? Say. I just think 12 is going to be an exciting year. Y'all getting my drift today? Hope you're excited about being 12. Are you? Can we praise the Lord for being 12? Come on. We're good. Woo!